Misconceived was bringing forward the stereotypes and misconceptions of what is an Aboriginal person, and taking from the perspective of the youth Indigenous people in Australia, mostly looking at my own situation, being growing up in urban areas and now living in the city of Sydney, looking at that type of walking around the city and getting into random conversations with people and telling them that I'm Aboriginal and having them tell me that I'm not. And then the same when I've gone on my international travels, at the people, oh yeah, I met Aboriginal people, I met them in Alice Springs, but you don't look like them. So, oh, well, I don't look like them, but I am one. So, well, no, you can't be. And it's like, yes, I can be. Not just the looks, but then how we're supposed to act and how we're supposed to sound. And then also not even just non-Indigenous people, but amongst our own community, especially when you get to leave your community and struggling with your own community not accepting you when you're coming back or looking at you in a different way. I'm a Bundjalung man. I'm also a Wiradjuri man from my grandfather's side at Lake Jellicoe down in central New South Wales. But I grew up on the Gold Coast, border hopper, New South Wales, Queensland. So when it comes to state of origin, and I'm a Queenslander, just putting that out there. So I grew up there. I swapped in the border sides. I went to school in New South Wales, and but my life involved dancing with my family, cultural dances, and playing football, and then dancing and drama through school.
And you went to NAISDA after school?
I did, yeah. When I finished high school, I auditioned for, didn't think I'd get into, then got accepted into NAISDA Dance College on the Central Coast. Started there in 2009 and graduated in 2012. And then from there, I went off into the industry. And that was a very important part of where I am now in my career. I mean, it's where I studied. It's where I did my learning.
What has been the reaction throughout the performance of Misconceived to the message that you about identity that you're trying to bring across?
It was actually quite overwhelming. I never expected to have people view it in, like, I mean, it's what I wanted, but I think I gained that and so much more. People were coming up to me. People were with tears in their eyes, really, not only just of an Indigenous level, but there was universal themes in there as well. It's not just Aboriginal people who experience identity issues within their own communities or other communities. And that's kind of was trying to get at that idea of, like, if you're interested enough to ask and I'm going to talk to you about who I am or I'm going to tell you where I'm from, like, acknowledge it and accept it, and let's talk more about it. Stop, like, in a positive view instead of being in a negative view of telling me I'm not. So then seeing people's reactions to that, who aren't Indigenous but who are either other people of colour or maybe first-generation Australians or something like that, and they're having their own personal connection to it, was actually really overwhelming, but in a good way. I'm very happy that I was able to connect with people like that.
You've choreographed your first show. What's next for you now?
Well, fortunately, this work, Misconceived, has a Sydney season, which will be happening during the 22nd to the 25th at PACT, which is also being a part of a program with three other performances from Next Wave, which were three awesome pieces, which Mummy Dearest by Annalise Constable, Passing by Amrita and Jara, and Desert Body Creep by Angela Goh. Then, of course, my own Misconceived. So that's its next life, and then hopefully I'm able to take it further to other places of the country. And then from there, I have I have a development exploring the next work that I want to create, which is about Mount Warning, which we call it Mount Wollumbin, which is based where I am from on the Gold Coast.
This dance performance was put on as part of Next Wave Festival. How has the support been working with them? I know there's been a lot of funding cuts and they've been one of them.
Oh, look, Next Wave has been amazing. It's been around for quite a while and has helped kickstart a lot of people's careers in creating their own art, especially as, you know, it's basing with emerging arts. And I am so thankful that I was given that opportunity from them, because they have been there every step of the way. My associate producer that was given to me, Daniel Santangeli, was just there every step of the way. If I had questions, I asked him, he answered. And it was just, it's just very valuable support that without it, I'm not sure I would have made it to the potential that it garnered. So for that, I say thank you very much, Next Wave. They're an awesome bunch of people. That's the very important thing for the growth of our sector, to have something that's going to help develop the emerging arts. If we just put all the money into what's already here and already creating work, like, then what happens when those people decide to leave our country or they take a different avenue? Like, where's the new arts coming from? Where are we building up the new emerging arts? And how is that supposed to create the next best thing when we aren't supporting that? And that's what Next Wave did very well, was that they created the platform for someone young and emerging to explore and create and develop themselves, not just as, oh, I'm a performer, but actually as a performance maker, as an arts practitioner, as a performance installation provocateur, all of that type of stuff.